This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media boom. We look around, found a real show and it's a pool. Heard the snark in the place where I thought the spark. And I knew politics, pop culture, stupid criminals too. Now the sound of the right, let me put another fire.
Tuesday, everyone, and what a glorious Tuesday it is. Possibly the greatest Tuesday in the history of Tuesdays. Maybe.
Thank you, Greg Gutfeld. Speaking of which, Rick, when I come down to your place of business tomorrow, I think I'm going to wear my new Gutfeld t-shirt.
Ah, what does it say?
Gutfeld.
Oh.
That's all it says? His name of the show is Gutfeld with an exclamation point. But you know, guys, don't watch it. It's 11 o'clock on Fox. It's funny as hell.
No,
you
I gotta watch it. I love Gutfeld. Don't watch that show. I like him on The Five, but that you usually wear a shirt that makes a statement that just says Gutfeld.
That's making a statement.
Why don't you just wear a shirt that says Rick?
Because you don't. Because you don't have the number one late night show in television.
Yet. You know who I am? Don't you know who I am?
Everybody knows who you are.
There you go. Wear my shirt, Rick.
You're the Goomba from the Bronx.
Mm.
I know it's Brooklyn. I just say that the fuck.
Oh, I coffee over here.
Oh gosh! No, my nightmare song. Don't play that, please.
You got to change that. So you got to get rid of the notes and just make it start with it just singing. It's a small role.
No. I'll figure that. Don't trust me. I'll figure it out for you.
No, that's cruel.
Yeah, dun 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 dun. Screw that. It's a world up right from there.
Yeah, you've been on that ride. You know how haunting and terrible that is.
Yes. You're going to be thinking.
Have you ever got stuck on it?
Yes, in like Japan.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that.
Yes,
yeah, you did.
A whole song in Japanese.
Yes. I got stuck on that thing first time I went to Disney World in, I think, what year was that? 1988 or 89. And my son was pretty young. And him and his mom and I were on the Small World ride. And we were like, I couldn't stand it. But we were like 30 yards from sunlight at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And it stopped moving. And we sat there for 45 minutes. We sat there and they didn't turn off the soundtrack. And I made the mistake of telling Slim I had nightmares about that for years.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, he added it to the soundboard, being the great and dear friend that he is. Anyway.
Every time he pisses me off.
It's a world of laughter, a world of Jesus.
All right.
I know. I'm not going to sleep tonight either.
I could not deal with that for 45 minutes. I would fucking choke somebody.
Yeah, it was 40 some minutes. I'll just say 45 because I don't remember how many, but I know it was over 40. Because I kept after like 5 minutes, I started looking at my watch every minute and a half.
Shit. Start making your own words to it, you know, nasty rotten words.
And the water is only like 4 feet deep. And no, you can't get out. I was willing to get wet after about 15 minutes of it. Just I'll walk out. It's okay. Nope. Everybody stay there. Stay there for your own safety. We'll have it fixed soon.
Janine and I got caught in the Haunted Mansion one day. Right, you know, towards the end where the Grim Grinning Ghost starts singing. We got stuck in that section for about 5 minutes. That wasn't bad.
It wasn't too bad. 5 minutes. 5 minutes, I wouldn't have probably had nightmares for 10 years. But 40 minutes, oh, my God.
I make sure you live it at least once a month.
And see the little figurines that are all up along the walls and stuff, their mouths move.
Oh, yeah, they move. I hate the way their mouths move. It's like, yeah. It's like opens and closes.
It's like it's a Japanese movie in subtitles because it doesn't match anything.
It's old school animatronics. Come on.
Yes. So anyway, hello and thank you for joining us for some unknown reason. This is Off the Hook Radio for January 25th.
2022.
Thank you, Baba. The Southern Command Center of the show is officially moved a whole 3 miles east. Do I sound okay?
Hello.
Same.
My internet speed has dropped a whole 100, but I think I'm still good at 400 versus 500.
Good. You're 400? Really? I'm only 100.
Yeah. I'm on Spectrum now. And 200 comes with a place. And I bumped it. So, oh, no, internet doesn't come with a place at all. It's just their basic cable comes with a place. That's right. The internet's 49 for 200 and 69 for 400. And I said, well, if I'm dropping from 500, I don't want to go down that far. So 400 is what I took.
It'll be
69 is not bad. I was paying 103 for 500.
Well, it'll go to 99 after your introductory price. Trust me, because I have
it. It's not an introductory price. That's the price.
It's going to go to 99.
The balloons.
Telling you.
They can't raise me for a year.
Well, yeah, not for a year. Yeah,
but that's what's being offered to everybody. They even advertise it on TV and stuff. That's their regular price. Our regular price is better than their introductory prices. Blah blah blah. You know, whatever.
It's not.
Plus, I didn't have a DVR. They gave me two cable boxes. I figured I'd put my third TV on the Fire Stick only, so I could watch, like, you know, all my subscription TVs, ESPN Plus and Paramount and all those things I subscribe to on that one. And that was enough. And I'm downstairs and I'm like really tired from moving and all this work, getting the other house ready for closing and everything. And I thought, okay, I'm going to bed. I can't stay up for Gutfeld tonight. I'll record it. So I hit the record button and nothing happens. I'm hitting the record button. Nothing's happened. So I thought, well, that sucks. And it dawns on me, those are just cable boxes. They aren't DVRs. So I called them up the next day and they had the DVR to me in 24 hours.
You know, I got rid of my regular cable, you know, a while ago after my dad passed. So I went back like 2 weeks ago to go, you know what, let me see what they want for, you know, basic service again, DVR. They don't do that anymore. They said they don't do any more boxes. Everything is streaming.
Well, yeah. See, that's the other thing too, though. I can use the Spectrum app and stream. And then, like, if I wanted to watch last night's Gutfeld, I could. So I might dump the DVR box once I get my all my Fire Sticks hooked up and everything, but it's for 23 bucks a month that I can record Gutfeld and anything else I want to record. But that's the thing too. When you record it, you can only watch it on the TV the DVR is hooked up to. See, I've had DirecTV for 6 years, right. And DirecTV, I record it on one TV. I can get it on all seven. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You be careful too with the whole DVRing once you go to the streaming, because I believe that's an extra charge for the DVR aspect of their streaming service. So,
oh, is it?
I believe so, because I have just the straight streaming with them. I don't have the DVR because it was like a lot more. Like it was like triple the price of the package just to include the DVR.
So I'm better off with 23 bucks for one TV to record.
Just ask, because I don't know. It's different.
Yeah, I'm not that worried about it. I can record Gutfeld now, and because by the time the show's over, it's already started, and by the time I get ready to watch it, it's going to be like, you know, 12:30 or something tonight. So
I live in the communist state of New York. Everything's different here. You know that.
So anyway, the command center's moved, and I'm going to tell you something you folks just don't know. China screwed the world. Oh, you all knew that, didn't you? And since they own everything, like Walmart, and Hollywood, the NBA, California Congressman Swallowell. I know that's not his name, but come on, seriously. Mm. And you know they got pictures of him doing Ms. Fang Fang, the Chinese spy. And of course, you know, and this guy's got enough balls to still come on TV and act like he's a man of substance. You're not. You slept with a friggin' Chinese spy. You know, only in California could a little dweeb asshole like you ever get reelected. And of course, China owns the Bidens, all of them. So we can't be shocked that they're playing hardball on the Winter Olympics. So it seems the only action the notoriously frisky athletes may be getting outside of their competition at the China Olympics is this. We have a story right off the bat. It's a bum deal, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be an athlete.
China brings back anal swab testing for COVID in the world's most brutal lockdown 2 weeks before Winter Olympics begin.
Oh, boy. No.
Now, if that's not an off-the-hook radio lead story, I don't know what the hell is. I mean, look at the story, guys, in Chinese, and then they've got a picture of a guy sticking the swab up his ass with one foot on the toilet. And then there's a cutout in the side showing how far up your ass it has to go. Oh God. Not 5 centimeters, 10 centimeters. You got to go 10 centimeters.
Hey, they'd say it's the most accurate test.
Ugh. Oh, geez. The communist regime claims the virus test, which involves inserting a 5-centimeter-long saline-soaked swab up a patient's bum and rotating it, is more accurate than other on-the-spot virus tests. Now, it's a 5-centimeter swab, but you got to get it up in there, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got to get your fingers dirty.
Now, they're more accurate than nasal and throat tests. I sure as hell wouldn't want to do a nasal and throat test after the bum test.
No.
That would be not really gross.
Not with the same swab.
No, not with the same swab. Jesus. Chinese newspaper, the Beijing News, said at least 27 million people underwent the anal swab tests at an apartment building in Beijing where a 26-year-old woman caught Omicron. Oh, 27 people.
I thought you said 27 million, too.
I think I did.
Holy shit. Yeah. That many people?
That is one hell of a big apartment building, isn't it?
No kidding.
Oopsie. Anyway.
That's a lot.
A 26-year-old woman caught Omicron, the city's first recorded case of the variant. The invasive anal test involved inserting a sterile cotton swab into the rectum and rotating it several times.
Oh, I just might enjoy that.
And I told myself I'm not going to do the Buccaneers cheerleader story tonight, but this just reminded me of it. Maybe later. The swab.
The anal swab.
Yeah. They tie together, trust me. The swab is removed and analyzed in a lab. Any people in Tampa listening right now, they know what I'm talking about, and they're already laughing. Thank you. When the tests were proposed in March, Li Tongzheng, a respiratory disease medic, told state media that COVID traces stay detectable for longer in poo samples than they do in the nose or throat. So the prospect of all these foreign visitors being swabbed up the bum has sparked some controversy. Or as they would say in England, controversy.
Controversy.
Yes. They talk funny over there. Japan is calling on China to stop using the undignified test, as some passengers said it caused them psychological distress.
Fucking with me.
But China's ordered American diplomats to undergo the anal test.
That's why they all bailed out. They fucking heard about this three weeks ago when they said we're boycotting.
NBC said they're not sending any of their announcers over there to cover the games live. I thought it was because they're worried about this stupid Omicron thing, which is basically bullshit. But I'm thinking they're just what's the word? Homophobic.
I think Anderson Cooper over at CNN had his hand up first to go.
He wanted to go, but he's not with NBC.
No, but he can still go.
He can still go. Beijing says Washington slammed the test as undignified, the same as the Japanese. In response, Long Hong Zhu, a Chinese doctor, told state media that travelers could provide a poo sample at the airport instead. All right, so you're an athlete coming into China. You going to stick the thing up your ass or are you going to take a shit in the airport? That's your choice. There's your choice. That'll get you ready for the games. Beijing is in the middle of a strict lockdown and testing regime after the city reported its first local Omicron infection on January 15th. 11 cases have been confirmed. Okay, 11 cases are confirmed in a city of how many million? I mean, Beijing has got what? It's largest city in the world. 25. It's bigger. It's bigger than Tokyo. Okay.
Well, that's why it'll get out of control.
Rick, what's the population of Beijing? Can you find that for me?
I can do that.
You're a good man.
But that's why it'll get out of control, though.
Despite what Eric said about you. But.
He's listening, too. Eric, I'm going to yell at you tomorrow.
Eric always listens. He's the man. Earlier this week, China canceled plans to sell tickets to the public for the Olympics and said only selected spectators could go. The ones they want to do anal probes on. I don't know. Organizers today said the already scaled back Olympics torch relay will be cordoned off from the public to stop the virus from spreading. Okay. Now, first of all, Omicron is a bullshit virus. It's a common cold for the most part. And the only people really getting sick from that are seemingly the people who've had booster shots. Apparently that's going on. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a little something here. This is off the script, guys, but I got this from, Alex Berenson on Tucker earlier tonight, and I made some notes because Alex Berenson's one of the few people who reports the straight shit on COVID. He says, why push the boosters that were invented before Delta or Omicron even showed up? Well, I got a reason for you. It boosts their profits. That's why. Because
plus, they already made them.
Yeah, but they're already there. But the mRNA booster shots were made before these other variants showed up, so they aren't effective for the variants, period.
No, but what pharmaceutical company is going to want to take that big of a hit? They're going to push the drugs that don't work so that they can get offloaded.
And gee, who's pushing it for them? The Biden administration and every liberal politician in the country.
Yep.
Gee, I wonder who they pay.
I want the population.
Yeah, what is it?
Beijing, current metropolitan area population in 2022 is 21,333,000.
Okay, so it's actually a little smaller than metropolitan Tokyo. I was wrong. First time this year. So
still a lot.
It's still a lot of
fucking people.
It's 2.5 times New York. So you just imagine how big that is. So, but mRNA is these kind of vaccines. They make a spike protein for your immune system, but they might be just making Omicron easier to catch. Because they're not designed to prevent it, and your system is going like, oh yeah, we got more of this stuff in us. How much spike protein can a body take? Nobody knows because they haven't tested yet. Now I went out. They were talking to me and saying, oh, it's time for your booster, Zip. I'm like, fuck that. You're lucky I took the regular ones. The only reason I took them is because I was diabetic and I wanted to go out in the world. And
I'm not boostering.
I went over and got an antibody test, and I still got a bunch of antibodies. So I said, shove it. I don't need any more. I haven't caught it yet. I've been out with 60,000 people every other Sunday.
Did they charge you for the antibody test?
No, my insurance company took care of that. Now, if I got a doctor to order it for me, but if I had gone in and take it myself, it would have been $100. They told me that, which I'd have paid either way. I didn't want to take the stupid booster. But they're saying this Omicron could be easier to get if you've got the mRNA values up in your body. I don't know if that's absolutely true, but Alex Berenson said it. Alex Berenson researches this crap, and he's been right on just about every damn thing he said since this whole thing started 2 years ago. So, and here's a little factoid he threw in. Israel boosted everybody. I mean, they got like 70% of their population, or 50-some% of their population, rather, already has at least one booster, and they're pushing the second booster. So they want you to have four shots. But myocarditis, which is a heart problem, is way up, and their ICUs are full. And it's the most vaccinated country in the friggin' world. So my answer to that is, what the fuck, Biden? That's actually a question, not an answer, but you get my point.
I think I said it perfectly earlier. I think this is all about they got to peddle the drugs that they had on hand. They don't want
the only thing it's boosted is their profits, baby.
That's it. They they they've they've got these drugs, these booster shots that they need to get rid of in order to protect their bottom line, and the government's helping them do it.
So if you're going to Beijing, you know, you're not even allowed to, you've got to get a special passport to even go to Beijing to watch anything. I mean, it's going to be like the Olympics are going to be like the hockey finals 2 years ago with like nobody there.
This is going to be terrible. And with no commentators.
And China's, you know, China's what, you know, it's like a 14-hour time zone difference or some such shit like that. I mean, what the hell? They're going to run the main events at 7 a.m.? No. We've got internet. We're already going to know what the results are by the time they show it on TV here anyway. Well, nobody's going to watch it. NBC's going to take a friggin' financial bath on this. Oh, that really upsets me.
but they are because their coverage was terrible the last Olympics and they were there. They're not even going to be at these. They're going to, you know, they're going to host the Olympics from the United States.
Yeah, last Olympics was horrible because they weren't there, but the time zones were way different again. And like I said, we already knew what the examples was. Now nobody's even going to be there and the time zones are even worse.
Yeah, this is doomed. Are you going to watch? I'm going to watch, but
I'll watch a few things. But this is the biggest sporting event in the world and the biggest television market in the world in terms of paying for the Olympics is the United States. And they aren't doing anything to make it easier on us.
Anal swabs.
Except for anal swabs. And that just makes us laugh. So anyway, so let's continue. Okay. I would say all but the brainwashed. This is my soliloquy for the night. My soapbox is out. All but the brainwashed are those with big paychecks on the line. No, we're in trouble. Biden's such a feeb that all he's doing is the radicals' bidding, even though 70 to 80% of the Americans oppose most of it. He shut down pipelines on day one. That made Russia and Saudi richer. And it made Americans poorer. He got a fake stimulus passed and printed the money from thin air, even though a bunch of money was still left over from the pandemic rescue number one under Trump. Now we have 8% or more inflation. And trust me, I know how they calculate it now versus 25 years ago. And it's more like 11 to 13%, not the 8% you're hearing on the news. They changed the way they're doing it. So the numbers don't look so bad. So enjoy your 3% pay raise, which is now 10% less than you used to make under Trump. So again, Americans are poorer. And inflation is so bad right now, even the stock market's taking a dump, and it's making richer Americans poorer as well. We're all in this together. The sinking ship. And the world's bullies are loose, because he's obviously a feeb. China and Russia are not worried about Joe Biden. First of all, China owns them, and Russia's like going, yeah, we're worried. Remember after they found out that that big ransomware attack was from Russia? It was screwing up the pipelines. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was, I don't know, 6 months ago or something. Well, China Joe told Russia that if they do that again, there will be serious, serious consequences. Russia was so scared, and I mean, they were scared. There wasn't another major cyber ransom attack from Russia hackers for almost a whole day. It was damn near 24 hours till the next one came in.
They just had to rewrite some code, that's all.
That'll show them, Joe. And who knows what China wants for all the money they've paid the Bidens. But I'm sure it's going to be obvious to all of us soon. But corruption and incompetence in a president has happened before. And we made it through it. I mean, the Constitution's there, you know, and our country works, even with idiots for 4 years.
Yeah, at any point have we had this many idiots in the succession line, though?
I haven't researched that yet, but it's
close. This is probably the worst it's ever been when it comes to the succession line.
Well, we're pushing Jimmy Carter numbers real fast here, and this guy's only been in for a year. So what really scares me, though, above and beyond everything I just mentioned, and that's, you know, includes crime and everything else, too. But what scares me is the lack of morals. I mean, he just says whatever and then does the opposite. Like his first press conference in January last year. Remember this? We've got the clip.
I'm not joking when I say this. If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot.
There you go. That sounds good. We agree. You shouldn't disrespect people. You treat everybody with dignity. But then we've got dozens of examples of him doing exactly the opposite himself. And then we got Peter Doocy of Fox News yesterday. He asked Biden, he shouted it from the press corps. Biden was getting ready. That's what the press guys do. Peter Doocy's real tall. He always gets in the front. And he asked Biden whether inflation was a political liability for him. I guess the old Feeb didn't know his mic was open because we've got his response.
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
Stupid son of a bitch for asking a perfectly logical question. But he's from Fox News, so he's a stupid son of a bitch, and all my lackeys will agree with me when I say it. But he said it into a hot mic. I think the more Alzheimer's you get, the crankier you get. You know, because even though he was a jerk off 5 years ago, he wasn't so cranky. He's nice, Joe. He's a nice guy. Everybody likes him, you know. But went to the KKK guy's funeral and gave the eulogy. He's a wonderful man. He wrote the 1994 crime bill and put all these black people in jail for crack cocaine and let the white people with powder cocaine go. But he's a nice guy. Don't pay any attention to that.
Hey, listen, there's a positive out of that.
Where?
They probably created a job at the conclusion of that press conference. Somebody always has their button or their hand on
their finger on the button.
Biden's mic button. So
yeah, I was just about to mention another button, but yours is actually is germane to the story. They should. He's got to have a remote mic button now.
Yes. Yeah.
And the left was worried about Trump having the nuclear codes. I mean, seriously. But fortunately, we do have a this is how a real man handles this. We've got a comment from our next president already. Go ahead, Slim.
Well, Mike, I don't know if I'm supposed to call you Mike or some SOB. How's it work now? What's the now, Mike? I like that better.
Yeah, that was the governor of the great state of Florida and our next president. God, I wish he could start tomorrow. It's Ron DeSantis. Remember the name. Military, Harvard, Yale, top of his class.
You saw the link I dumped in our story notes.
He's Trump without the mean tweets, basically. That's, you know, and the bad temper. I've never seen DeSantis have a bad temper. Even when the national media really screws with him, he basically comes out with something like that and just makes fun of him and makes light of it.
Yeah, but as much as
names.
Much as you want him, much as you want him to be the next president, and I do too. It looks like it's going to be a Trump-Hillary if Biden
Trump
loses the.
Run.
We've seen it over the last week. Numerous news agencies have reported that.
Yeah, that's because they got nothing to talk about other than Biden's failures, and they don't want to talk about Biden's failures. So you get stories like that to fill time. But you know, Trump. I can't see Trump running again because I think Trump's just trying to be kingmaker. And he'll endorse. He's going to endorse people in 2022, and a lot of them are going to win. But the point that you're missing is most of them would have won anyway, because the Dems are such a disaster. Even Democrats realize it, and independents sure as hell do. I mean, independents are pushing like 68-70% leaning Republican now. And, you know, they went like 47-41 for Biden. So he's lost 30 points, almost 30 points on independence. He's screwed. And crime is up. And there's lots of reasons. But lack of punishment is probably number one. But what pisses me off the most is there's 9 law enforcement officers dead by gunfire and assault as of this morning in only 25 days. Now, I'm pretty good at math, but I don't even want to do the number on that one. because it obviously comes out to more than 120 cops dead in a year, which would be, I think, double last year. And we can't have that. We just cannot have that. Real people are scared, and many of them should be. But our finest still have a sense of humor, thank God. Hell, Missouri called out Batman the other day. next story. Missouri Highway Patrol mistakenly sends out Batman emergency alert for Joker's car. They were doing a statewide alert that was supposed to be a test. Oops.
Tests don't always go so well.
But Missourians received an emergency alert on their phones Tuesday that made reference to superhero Batman. Authorities say a test alert was inadvertently deployed statewide. They sent it out around 4:52 p.m. The text read, Gotham City, Missouri. Purple green, 1978 Dodge 3700 GT. M-O, you kid me. Oh, Missouri, you kid me. So they made it a joke. But this went to everybody's freaking phones. That's pretty damn good.
One of the better ones.
Yeah. The car described in the message as the purple and green Dodge driven by the Joker in the 1989 superhero film Batman, directed by Tim Burton. Missouri State Highway Patrol responded minutes after the alert was sent, saying the Dark Knight was not needed at this time. I guess they haven't been in New York lately. The agency said during a routine test of Missouri's blue alert system, the alert was inadvertently set to wireless devices. So the option was incorrectly selected. But the tweets and social media did not miss a beat. Sending out the Batman signal in the sky, coming to Missouri.
Yeah, but I have to say, I'm disappointed in Twitter on this one. Because, you know, usually it's the best to go down and read the tweets. And there's nothing good.
Yeah,
there's nothing good. I mean, this was a golden opportunity for, you know, Twitter to have fun, and they all suck. So,
yeah, well, liberals can only make they don't make fun of police; they just demonize them. And Twitter is mostly liberals, so.
True.
But I just got a kick out of that.
I thought it was hilarious.
Batman, we need Batman. I'll tell you, a lot of cities in this country wish they had a damn Batman. I'll tell you that.
I think so.
So, anyway. So, something else that may be funny or scary, we're not sure. We're going to report, let you decide.
I think it's scary. Before you even get to it, I think it's scary.
This happened in my home state of Pennsylvania.
I'd be scared.
Oh, wait a minute. I have to click off an ad. Oh, my God. This is the star out of England, and I'm sorry, I was just reading the other stories that you can click to. Some of them are really weird. Anyway, in Pennsylvania, a lab monkey was on the run after a truck crashes, sparks fears it was infected. A monkey was on the run after a transport truck containing around 100 lab test macaws. Is that how you say that one?
I think so.
It looks like macaques.
It's macaques.
Macaques?
Monkeys. Just fucking call them monkeys.
Yeah, they're fucking monkeys. Thank you, Brent. the truck with the monkeys crashed and allowed four to escape in the U.S. Well, this is an English paper. It's Pennsylvania, outside Philly, sparking fears it was carrying a disease. They were going to a laboratory, is what we're told.
Okay. But we don't know from where.
But the woman who was in the car right behind the truck said that one of the monkeys hissed at her when she got near it. And then she came down with pink eye and a bunch of other shit. She had to go to the hospital. So these monkeys were going to a laboratory in Florida. I'm glad they got crashed. They were coming down here. Son of a bitch. Biden trying to fuck us again. A blue state trying to screw up a red state. Pennsylvania to Florida. Biden's from Scranton. He keeps reminding us. Although I thought it was pretty funny when they did Man on the Street interviews with people in Scranton the other day on one of the TV shows. I don't think he's their favorite son. But anyway, they're coming to a lab in Florida and the truck crashed into a garbage truck near Danville. And four of them escaped. Now, this incident allowed four monkeys confirmed to be these, this macaques, you said, call it, Rick?
Yeah, just call them fucking monkeys.
Fucking monkeys. I follow instructions.
Macaque.
They had a chance to break for it, and they managed to escape their containers. So three monkeys were captured and humanely euthanized, according to the American Veterinary Association guidelines.
That means they didn't sniper their asses.
But the reports only sparked further concerns. Well, of course it sparked further concerns. If they were fine and they were just test monkeys going to a lab to have tests run, why did they have to euthanize them? Secret. Why did that lady who got hissed on get sick?
Their secret was out.
What the hell is Biden in his... You know, this is probably a Tony Fauci thing. You know, he funded that gain-of-function research that created COVID in the first damn place.
You don't remember the movie Outbreak? This is our... It's playing out right in front of us. They just laid the foundation for the next outbreak in the United States with a fucking crashed monkey truck.
What happened?
A monkey got loose and fucking spread a virus. One monkey. So, I mean, go watch the movie. It's the foundation. They laid it for us.
I think I've seen it.
They put it out
Rick,
there
have
for...
Have you seen it?
Outbreak, yeah. That was a while.
That's a classic. I mean,
is that the one with what's her name?
I don't know. It's got
Jane Fonda.
I don't know. It's got
no. That was a nuclear. That was a nuclear one.
It's got really famous people, and it's one of the classic movies of all time. Trust me. They've laid the foundation.
I've seen it, but obviously didn't enjoy it that much because I don't remember it.
You don't. It's not your type of movie.
But Michelle Fallon from Danville told Fox 56 TV that Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said she should monitor her health for any type of symptoms for an infectious disease after being close to them.
Huh.
So the CDC even told her she needs to worry.
Yeah.
She says, I already have anxiety, so I'm going to be a nervous wreck for the next 31 days. Police previously advised members of the public not to actively look for the animals. Do not attempt to catch it or come in contact with it. So they're just admitting it. They're admitting these things. They were sending 100 infected monkeys to Florida.
It was Renee Russo in an outbreak.
Renee, she's hot. Or she used to be.
Who is the dude?
Which one? Dustin Hoffman?
Thank you. That was who it was.
Renee Russo. Renee Russo was in a movie with Pierce Brosnan. Guy who played, or I think it was Pierce Brosnan. It was one of the guys who played James Bond. And she was smoking in that movie. I don't remember what that one was, but now that I thought of it, I'm going to look it up and watch it again. Anyway, writing on Twitter, an account run by State Trooper Andrea Palachek and Lauren Lesher gave an update on the incident. They wrote, there's still only one monkey accounted for, but we're asking no one to attempt to look for or capture the animal. Anyone who sees or locates the monkey is asked not to approach. Don't try to catch it. Don't come in contact with the monkey. Call 911.
What do they fucking know?
Yeah. Now, look, when we ship like nuclear waste and other dangerous things around this country, it's in like all these containers. They're marked hazardous. They have guards, you know, on the trains. They have escorts on the trucks. Military people are involved. But no, we would send 100 infected lab monkeys from Pennsylvania to Florida. Nobody gives a flying shit. Let's let them run around.
Telling you, the next infection.
You know, our government's number one job is to protect its citizens.
Well, it just protects itself.
I think this government is failing.
It is.
Think.
There's no think.
Yeah.
No, I was being generous. I'm sorry.
For themselves. I mean,
I wanted that story to be funny, but I can't make it funny because it just pisses me off.
Well, it can't be funny. I saw the headline I don't know, at like midnight, 11 o'clock or so, right before Melissa went to bed. And I even said to her, I said, they laid the foundation for the next outbreak. I said, it's right here in front of you. It's the movie Outbreak. I mean,
oh, maybe that's maybe they had the truck crash on purpose because this is all about mail-in ballots in November.
Who knows?
You know, that's the only way there isn't a 100-seat swing in the House. If they can pull the same crap they pulled in 2020, they have a chance to. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi even said today she's no intention of resigning. What does Nancy Pelosi know that we don't?
I was going to actually put that story in our show notes because I thought it was important, but I figured you'd seen it. So,
well, I'm just mentioning it. You got any sound clips from the old ad?
I do. I actually do not. I was going to pull clips, but it was a 3-minute clip, and I didn't feel like going through and listening to CME or stupid comments.
Oh, God, so. Yeah. I wouldn't listen. 30 seconds of her is too much.
Yeah, usually if there's still
you had a 6 or 7 second sound clip.
Nothing. Yeah, no, okay. I didn't bother. No.
Screw it then.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I guess she was for children. It was a big speech about being for children and all about children and this and that and everything else. And the focus
I'm
was
all
on
about
children.
The children.
That's what it was all about. The children.
Yeah, in your favor of killing them, too. And the Pope smiled.
The only reason Nancy wants to stay in is because they can trade their stocks now. So, or, you know, they're all doing their stock trading.
Yeah, well, she tells her husband what's going on. I don't think her husband's made a bad stock trade in 20 years.
They're trading stock. She trades stock. She doesn't even have to have her husband do it anymore. I mean, she herself trades stock now. They're all doing it.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be illegal, but somehow suddenly it isn't the last couple of years.
Yeah, they're just all doing it.
You know, I could go on about this stuff all night. It's just, but it would just bore everybody to death. But the fact of the matter is, you are not hearing anything on the news about all the shit that's going on. You just aren't. You got to dig and dig and dig for it. And those of you who do the digging and come up with the tidbits of truth and then put them on social media, I honor you. I respect you. I appreciate you. And I'm sorry Facebook takes them all down because Facebook pretty much owns the Democratic Party. And Twitter, don't even get me started on Twitter. But how long ago did I quit Twitter?
I don't know, but listen.
I quit Twitter when they banned Trump, so it's been way over a year.
It's for the most part, though, it's not just Facebook and Twitter. It's every single one of the social platforms that has to exist within the Android or Apple store, because if you don't have the infrastructure to build your own app like Gab, which has actually built all of their own infrastructure, right, you're screwed. You have to do what the left wants you to do. You have to bow to every command, or your app is going to
Trump's new social media thing is about to launch.
But this is where you're mistaken. If he wants to distribute that app in the App Store, he has to follow Apple's regulations. And if Apple tells him they have to take something down, if they don't, the app comes out of the store. That's what happened to Getter.
Well,
that's what happened to Gab.
He's
fucked.
I don't know if they've changed it yet or not, but I was reading about the new Trump thing, and the reason I didn't sign up for it right away is because there is a thing in their bylaws that you are not allowed. What's the new app called, Slim?
Trump Social. Something social. Truth Social. Yeah, Truth
okay.
Social. It's not
Devin Nunez is in charge of it. He retired as a congressman to make a couple mil running a website. You know, I can't say I blame him. But I didn't sign up for it right away because there's something in their bylaws that says you're not allowed to criticize the site itself.
No, you can't. It's actually not. You can't sign up for it yet. It's not even.
Twitter doesn't even let they make you. Twitter and Facebook don't have those kind of rules.
Yeah.
We criticize Facebook all the time. They don't do nothing about those.
I think it even went on to say you're not even allowed to criticize Donald Trump. There was more than just, I mean, there was a bunch
of
things.
Yeah, it was a bunch of shit in there. It pissed me off. And I'm like, you know, look, Trump, if you're going to be an asshole like Twitter and Facebook is, just to the right, I'm not going to be happy with you either.
It's what it's going to be. It's.
I mean, I like Trump, but, you know, I criticized his tweets all the time, didn't I? Yep.
You did.
Yeah.
That's not allowed on his platform.
Well, a lot of his tweets were stupid. I'm like, you know, you had this big success, and then you go and shoot your mouth off about something stupid, And that's all the media would talk about. And he did that a dozen times or more. It's like, you know, look, I know you're not a politician. And I know you've got a weird sense of humor. And I know you don't take shit from anybody. All that's well and good. But shut the fuck up. He didn't shut up enough. You know, and he turned a lot of people against him with money. And then they figured out a way to make sure he lost. American people wanted him back, but the people with money didn't. So, you know, it doesn't matter who you vote for. It matters who counts the votes. That's what matters. Who said that?
Whoever did, it's the truth.
I'm pretty sure it was Himmler. It was somebody associated with Adolf, the little mustachioed bastard. First, and I believe it was been repeated in communist Russia and communist China over the years. Yeah. So anyway, so no show is ever complete if we don't have a stupid criminal of the week. This week, Wendy Lynn Wine of Michigan is our winner or loser, whichever way you want to look at it. This is excellent. And when I say stupid criminal of the week, I'm not kidding. You're about to figure out why. Retail therapy gone bad. Michigan woman sentenced for trying to hire a killer on rentahitman.com. Rick, is that where they go in the Bronx?
I don't know nothing.
Oh, that's right. You can't talk about it.
Oh, nothing.
I'm sorry I asked. I apologize. Don't get mad at me.
I won't.
All right, don't call your friends on me. I apologize really quick.
Oh, Guido?
Yeah, I wouldn't say Guido. Guy I'm worried about is Rocco.
Rocco.
Or Jimmy the Nose. Jimmy the Nose really scares me. But anyway, with the pandemic, most people are shopping online. There's two growing accounts of doom shopping. Dangers for many are becoming heavily indebted through retail therapy. Wendy Lynn Wine's retail therapy, however, involves shopping for someone to kill her ex-husband. She found a convenience site called rentahitman.com without realizing it was a fake operation. The site owner turned her into the police, and she's now been given a 7 to 20 year prison sentence. The website's owned by California-based host Bob Innes, who told TV station that he created the site as a class project in 2005. He says the site's been used to catch people seeing Hitman, and this isn't the first such referral he's made to authorities. When Innes receives Wine's message, he sent a response as a fake assassin named Guido Finelli. Mm-hmm. Rick, you're reading ahead, or you just guessed?
I just took a guess. I figured, well, let me just think of, it was going to be either Rocco or Guido, so.
You're not just a famous TV and movie star, you're also prescient.
I'm psychotic. I mean, psychic.
Yeah. One of them.
Yeah.
Guido Finelli. He offered her a chance to get in touch with a field operative. And that's when he contacted police. So Wine, who's 52, used a pseudonym, but she entered real information at the bottom of a request for a hitman in retaliation for what she said were thefts by her ex-husband. A detective then posed as a hitman for hire and received $200 from her as a down payment on the contract of $5,000.
Because
you can't make a hit too cheap overall, though. You know, $5,000 is good. I mean, if you said the hit was $500, she might have figured it out. You know, $5,000 is like minimum to kill somebody. This seems like a dangerous sideline for a private person. You're helping to trap people who are actively looking into murdering third parties. And Jonathan Turley wrote this, that he's surprised that the police didn't discourage this private sting operation, giving the risk to him and other private citizens.
I'm surprised, too.
Yeah. But it appears to solicit donations to buy Guido a cup of coffee. However, when you click on that option, it reveals the name of Innes and gives us picture. And notably, the site also promises it wants to protect the privacy of users. Wine pleaded guilty to solicitation of murder and using a computer to commit a crime. In November, she was given time served credit of 545 days and sentenced to an additional 7 to 20 years. So basically, she'll get five and a half. She got about 5.5 years minimum still to do if she behaves and doesn't try to hire another killer in jail.
This guy's got quite the operation going.
Yeah. You've said there's some comments on his webpage.
Oh, yeah. I have to tell you, the best thing is I was reading the comments on Jonathan Turley's story, and 50% of the public are dumber than average. Sites like this help us weed the herd of humanity.
That's a fair point.
And the other one below it was survival of the fittest, and it really is. It's super fast service with superb results. I wouldn't contract with anyone else. That's one of the use for I gotta wait for him to scroll through it, so that the website just scrolls them. They're not like written down. Yeah. But this guy's got a whole. I mean, when you go through here to fill out your hit request, if you know yes. you're so inclined, you give your target's Facebook page, their Twitter account, their Instagram. I mean, if you're this is a whole form here you can fill out for this. Is it a relative, a neighbor, the nanny, a politician, an accountant, an insurrectionist, your business partner?
And then you have to give some personal information about yourself.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like why you want them to hit.
Yeah, why you want them hit, where you want them hit at. It gives a place to put the address you want them hit at. That's great. RyanAtHitman.com. There you go.
I'm not going there and entering in the referee's name at the Bucks game on Sunday.
No, please. Yeah, don't.
I will not do that.
Don't now.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, really, don't.
I'm not stupid like Ms. Wine from Michigan.
She's an idiot.
All right. Well, speaking of idiots, I watch a lot of baseball. I played baseball like you did, Slim. Rick, do you like baseball?
That's all right. I can take it or leave it, depending on.
Take it or leave it. Yeah, you like to play word games because that's how you pick up women now.
It works.
Admit it.
All right.
What's this new thing you're playing?
Wordle.
Wordle?
Yeah. Wordle. You're playing Wordle.
Is that like a sexual position or what?
It could be.
Good.
I just started it maybe three days ago.
I saw you posting about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody started posting this. It looks like when they post, it looks like gray squares, yellow squares, and green squares. And like for 3 days, I'm looking, what the hell is this shit? But I looked it up, and you got to take a guess at a five. Letter word, and they only get six chances to guess what the word is.
See, we're really good at four letter words. Five letters is a little beyond our scope.
In the whole world. What's great about this game, Rick, that everybody's found to be so intriguing is the fact that everybody plays the same game the same time
right.
today. And then tomorrow or whenever it resets, I don't know if it resets at midnight, I'm not sure, but it resets and the whole world now plays the same game. So it's kind of like a race to see who can, you know, solve the puzzle the fastest.
So if you find out you ranked 1,746 out of 6,300 people or something.
Yeah, well, it's like millions. This is like the hottest trend, right?
This is
huge. Oh yeah, Wordle is huge. Twitter has made this thing like the
biggest. This is like the Fox app when I would put down my predictions on football. And I finished in the top 50,000, and that was like the top like 2%. I was like 49,700th. Well, that's not too damn good. And then I looked and saw there was like 40 million people put in entries. Oh, it's not so bad now.
I do have a word of caution about Wordle. And this is for anybody who's playing.
A word of caution about Wordle.
There is only one place, and there will always only be one place to play the true official Wordle. And that's on the website. There is no apps for Wordle. There is a zero. Any apps in any of the app stores are not legitimate. Well,
Facebook hasn't figured out how to monetize it yet.
It's the guy that built this does not want to monetize this. It was meant to be what it is, and that's it. And a whole bunch of people cloned the game in a matter of like hours and had them in the app stores, and Apple's taking them down as fast as they can. None of them are real. The only place to play it is on the website. That's it.
The official website is, I don't know the exact, I can look it up. But it's a UK website. It's something .uk. That's your official site. We can only play it once a day.
Yep.
There are a couple of other sites that have their own version of it. You can play it as many times as you want a day, change the amount of letters you want.
All right, Slim, we're not going to have to do a podcast show about Wordle, though, are we?
I'm not playing it. My wife has been playing it.
For those of you who don't know, we started our radio and podcast career doing Farmville Rant.
Hey, whatever works. Thousands of people listened.
Thousands? Hundreds of thousands. It was insane. It shocked me. Women from Australia were making our logo in crochet. What do you call that stuff? Needlepoint. And finding my address in Pennsylvania and mailing it to me. I mean, I was flipping out. There was two Whipples found where I lived and were down at the bottom of the hill asking my neighbors where Zip Allen is. Thank God I used a pseudonym. I was like, shit, this is insane. All these people listening. And Slim just laughed and then told me how to clean up my social media. Thank you, Slim. That was, what, almost 12 years ago?
That was a long time ago when we started Farmville.
It was 2010.
Long
yeah,
time.
So it's well over, yeah. Because I started doing Off the Hook 11 and a half years ago. That was like a few months later. I had nothing better to do, and it was more fun. But anyway, like baseball junkies like me who've grown 10 or 20 times a game on bad ball strike calls, they may be listening to us. This is not a funny story. It's just kind of interesting. Robot umpires are coming to AAA this year after a tryout in lower league. The automated ball and strike ABS system, just one level below the major leagues now. It's an automated system that's going to be used in AAA baseball in 2022. Major League Baseball has announced. And it's not everywhere. But
it's just a couple of leagues.
Yeah. Albuquerque, Isotopes, the Charlotte Knights, the El Paso Chihuahuas, the Las Vegas Avatars, the Oklahoma City Dodgers, the Reno Aces, the Round Rock Express. Is that Iowa? I think that's Iowa. Could be wrong. Sacramento River Cats, the Salt Lake Bees, and the Sugar Land Skeeters and Tacoma Rainiers. Those teams will have a computer calling balls and strikes.
I don't like it.
I love it because if you look at tennis, when the computer says tennis balls are in or out, they're right. The linesman might screw it up, but then they can challenge it and they go to the computer thingy and boom, they nail it. They do in soccer to determine if the ball has crossed the goal line completely.
But we're,
right.
Yeah, but we've got to have some human error to the game.
It pisses me off.
No, it's the best part of the game is getting pissed off at the umpire behind the plate because he made a bad call. They get there and sit there and heckle him for the next inning and a half because he was made shit calls. I mean, this takes all of the fun out of it. We started with replay. I mean, baseball was we didn't have replay in baseball. We had in every other sport. We didn't
also
have
takes
baseball.
Some of the aggravation out of it.
But it's a game. These poor athletes are paid millions of dollars every day to go out there and play a game that they're they have insurance on their toes, they have insurance on their fingers, they have insurance on everything. They're fucking
Slim,
games.
You pitch.
This is
how many times did you hit the black and they called it a ball?
A lot. And then you know what I did? I turned around and I put the next one. I put 4 more miles an hour on it because I was fucking pissed off. And I put it right down the plate. And guess what? The kid could never catch up with it. Shit happens. Mistakes happen. I lost no hitters.
There's hundreds of times I got strikes called on me that were 3 inches off the plate.
I lost 2 no hitters over bad calls by umpires with balls and strikes. I mean, it happens, but it's part of the game. That you can't automate every piece and part of all these sports. You just can't. I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to automate? Are we going to have just an automatic pitcher? Are we going to every time? We might as well just put a pitching machine out there.
Baseball already has reviews on umpire calls on the bases, fair and foul, and things like that. They've already opened the tent. The camel's nose is under it.
They never should have opened any of that. They should have the reviews never replays should have never been brought into baseball. Never.
But it's there. And I figured if you're gonna have replays, why not have the situation that is every single pitch is the start of a play or not? I mean, they throw a couple of 100, 250, 300 pitches a game. How many of them are put into play? 10%, 20%? The rest of them are balls and strikes, and the call needs to be correct.
Well, you know what? Honestly, if this is where they do go with this and they take this all the way to the major league level across all, you know, all teams and they do this, you might as well put a pitching machine out there so it throws a straight strike every single time. I mean, it's the same. You might as well, because it's the same thing.
I think batting averages will go up, and that was the most boring thing about baseball last year. The batting averages were horrible.
Well, yeah, because they're going to know exactly where they can, the only place.
I mean, the number of guys who hit over 300 last year had to have been an all-time low or damn close to it. It was only a handful of guys who were over 300.
You don't think this takes the game out of it? You think this is you really want?
No, it takes old fat lazy umpires out of it. And there's a bunch of them.
It's the best part of it.
And the way they crouch down, like, you know, if a right-handed batter's up and the umpire leans over the left shoulder of the catcher, and he's seeing the inside two-thirds of the plate, he can't see the outside corner, and they miss those all the time. So why not let him help him?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm against it. I'm Rick, against it. I was a pitcher.
What do you think, Rick?
I don't know. Maybe I think the human thing is better.
You like the human thing?
Yeah. You know, you got to have a mistake once in a while.
They've taken out of tennis. They tried to take it out of the NFL, although that's where the judgment calls in the NFL is what the problem is.
If, you know, they do it with the computer, who's the manager going to argue with?
Well, there's no one. I mean, again, that's another reason you go to the ball game. You go to the ball game to hope the umpire or the manager gets pissed off at the umpire and gets thrown out of a game. That's what I want. Every time I went to Yankee Stadium when I was a kid, I couldn't wait for there to be a fucking bench clearing brawl, someone get thrown out, or the manager come out and kick dirt.
The only side of my argument that is a little bit weak and leans towards your side is that when umpires suck and they're constantly missing balls and strikes, they do miss them for both teams usually.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, there's four bad penalty calls on Tampa Bay in the game and only one bad penalty call on the Rams. You know, if they're calling outs two pitches 2 inches outside on Bryce Harper, they're going to call pitch 2 inches outside on the star player for the other team too.
Yep. The strike zone doesn't change. It's whatever that strike zone is that the umpire is set. And that's part of being a pitcher, is having to find the umpire of that game's strike zone. It's not about knowing going into the
game. I'm going to watch this AAA thing this year and keep an eye on it and see how it goes. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
You know what? Listen, we've been brainwashed to this already every time we watch baseball, because they all have the K-zone, you know, system on the screen when we watch the baseball.
Yeah, we know if it's a ball or strike, just the umpire doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, do you actually like that? I mean, I like to see if the umpire
What I don't like about it is they don't seem to expand it when the batter is 6'4" versus the batter being 5'6". So I'm not sure how accurate that is either.
Oh, but how accurate is the other one going to be? Is it going to be able to expand?
I don't know. They didn't have a lot of details. So I'll follow it. Now, I want to end tonight in our bad news we don't mind at all category.
Okay.
This is just interesting because I put my meme up about Harry. You know, when you're no longer a prince, you have to have a new symbol. And I put the picture of Prince up and Prince's symbol. We no longer can call yourself Prince. You have to have a symbol. So Prince had a symbol, which was kind of cool. We went with that for a while. Made his guitars look like it, everything. And then I put Harry up, and his symbol is a stocking leg with a whip. Because we all know what Harry is. He's whipped.
And stripped.
Yes. But the in Queen Elizabeth news, Spotify is forced to seize control of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's 500,000 pound a minute podcast flop. All right, 500,000 pounds a minute, that's like 700,000 bucks approximately. Spotify is taking Harry and Meghan's $18 million podcast project into its own hands by hiring a host of in-house producers to finally help deliver content. In other words, they took the money in 21, and the streaming giant's been waiting more than a year for these runaway royals produced material as part of the mega money deal. They wanted a full scale launch of shows in 2021. I mean, they've had this money for over a year now. nothing's happened. Now bosses of the streaming platform are stepping up to help Harry and Meghan deliver the goods. I mean, they just hand them all this money and figure they're going to do it their damn selves.
Well, that is kind of how it does work when it comes to the podcasting world. It's like,
well, they're amateurs at it. Number one, number two, Meghan Markle is like limited talent wise.
Yeah, but really, for the amount of money they're making, it's not hard to hire someone to throw content together, do their 8-episode podcast
series. They just took their money and made a baby. That's all they did. They took the money, made a baby, and hung out with all the rich people in Hollywood. That's all they do. So recruiting a new in-house staff to work with Harry and Meghan's Archwell Audio for a show that features the voices of high-profile women. Oh, Christ, they got to get guests, too. Oh, Jesus. So basically, they took 18 million bucks and or 18 million pounds, which, what the hell that'd be? It's way over $20 million. It's 20-some million dollars. $20-some million over a year ago, and they haven't produced anything.
Pretty sad.
I guess they just figure they're entitled to it. You know, I don't know. How much would it cost? How much would you pay for a podcast? Would you like paid for a podcast?
Well, that's what that's what.
How much are we getting now?
Not that.
We ain't getting that, are we?
No, we need to renegotiate.
Yeah.
I don't know who we fucking renegotiate with, but.
Spotify, aren't they the ones that kicked us off?
Yeah, we can't renegotiate with them.
Yeah, they don't like us. They kicked us off after one show. What did we do again?
There was a couple.
We had a ZZ Top sample in our opening, and it was like, what, 10 seconds, 12 seconds?
They didn't like that.
You're supposed to be allowed 30 seconds without them giving you any shit at all. But that country dweeb, Dwight Yoakam, for those of you who haven't heard the story, Dwight Yoakam, you know, the guy who was the mean bastard on Sling Blade that got killed because he deserved it. Dwight Yoakam, the country singer, a little skinny bastard with a hat because he's got no hair. He owns the rights to ZZ Top songs. You know, hey, Michael Jackson owned the Beatles, so what are you going to do? And his lawyer bitched that we had a ZZ Top sample in our opening, and Spotify pulled us without even asking us. They just, okay, you're done.
Yep.
Somebody more famous than you bitched, you're out.
They didn't give a shit about us.
They didn't give a shit about us. So screw them and fuck you, Dwight Yoakam.
Yep.
I can say that now. We own this network. They can't throw us off.
No, not really.
All right. So anyway, Zone Out. If you don't have the Zone Out app, tell them, Slim.
Download it. Apple or Google. Music 24/7. You, I, and Rick on Tuesdays for Off the Hook Radio, and you and I on Sundays when Idol comes back on February 27th. I'm excited.
Are they going to be Sunday and Monday right off the bat?
I don't really know. I haven't seen a schedule, so I'll get back with you. I'm keeping up with the spoilers, but I haven't seen a schedule.
All right. I'm so tired of doing Idol, but I got enthused again a little bit last year because ABC actually just said, hey, whatever you want to do, if Fremantle, who produces the show, agrees to it, you can do it. When we were with Fox, we couldn't talk to anybody until they got kicked off the show. Last year, we interviewed four people who were on the show at the time we interviewed them, and three of the four were in the top 10. We didn't do too bad.
Not at all. So hopefully we have more contestants.
So Idol might be more fun this year.
Yeah, so February 27th. But we're here every Tuesday, and you can listen to us on the app. All the podcasts from all the years, they're there, and Music 24/7.
All right, and if you want to pick up former TV and movie star Rick C., what's a game you got to play?
Wordle.
Wordle. Yeah, yeah. If you want to hang with the Italian stallion, Wordle's how you get to him. Just telling you, ladies.
Wordle.
You're welcome, Rick. You owe me 20 tomorrow.
All right.
All right, we're going to close tonight with a Kid Rock song, We the People, that dropped today. I've already bought it. And a lot of these podcasts that some of you listen to are going to cut it. So after I say this, you're not going to hear nothing. Too bad. But if you're listening live, you're welcome. And you should go buy this yourself. You'll see, you'll hear why over the next couple of minutes. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Establish this Constitution for the United States of America.